Exercise 2, page 61. Listen to Josh and answer the questions.
Right now I live in a northern community, so it's not something that's visibly apparent to me. I do have part of my family that's married and colored. So I know that for them, the way they explain it is that the situation has improved quite a bit. Obviously there's institutionalized racism within Canada that might not be as outwardly apparent as some racism that I found in Europe. I find that there is a significant difference between North American racism and European racism. Within North America, there's a lot of built-in stereotypes that are unsaid almost, which a lot of people do subscribe to. One example that I think is very apparent within Ontario is the situation that not just black colored people are being exposed to, but all immigrants in general. There are such things as quotas for hiring within Ontario. You have to hire a certain amount of people that are from this national heritage, and so on and so on. Many employers are avoiding this by instituting rules where you need so many years of Canadian-based experience. That's a very apparent case of institutionalized racism, where you're preventing people who have immigrated within the last couple of years from getting jobs until they get Canadian-based experience, whereas you negate any experience that they had in Europe or wherever else they're from. And I think that's the kind of racism that's most disturbing in North America right now.